1027 Breakfast.
We have Reverend Shona with us this morning. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you. I know that you've got a full house at the moment.
I have. Your brothers, son, sisters, children.
Yeah, fantastic. And your son is getting married at the weekend?
He is.
Okay. Chris excited or nervous?
No, they're very excited.
Okay. And what about mum?
Mummy's good.
Okay, she's excited.
I am excited.
Brilliant. All right, well, what are we talking about today?
Today I'm talking about the cosmos flower.
The cosmos?
I don't know if you've noticed they're all out.
Yes.
You know the cosmos?
I do know the cosmos. I prefer spring to this time of year, but yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
Especially if you go past Delta Park or just out of Johannesburg on the way to the Vaal, fields and fields of them. And I just thought there are a few things we can learn from them. I don't know if you know that they came from Argentina.
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
In horse feed during the Boer War, they think.
Oh, wow.
So they are aliens, but they're beautiful. And the name cosmos means harmony, peace, and order. So I thought firstly, when we look at the cosmos, we must think about harmony, peace, and order and ask, are we bringing harmony, peace, and order to this world? What role are we playing in this world that's a little chaotic at the moment?
A little being an understatement, yes.
Secondly, you have to actually notice them. So sometimes we say in our head we don't notice the beauty around us and things like cosmos just become wallpaper.
Mm.
And I thought that can happen in relationships as well.
Mm.
You and I were just chatting earlier about when children leave home and you've got nothing in common with your spouse. I think that sometimes our spouses, those who are close to us, become like wallpaper. There's that expression, familiarity breeds contempt.
Mm.
I think that's harsh. I think perhaps it just becomes so much the norm that you don't notice them anymore. And so today I thought, let's notice not just the cosmos, but the beauty of those people around us, the special gifts they bring, how amazing they are. Let's just be more mindful of the people in our lives. Secondly, I think you have to step back a little. Every now and then you have to step back, pause, reflect. I know that if I'm battling with something, if I just take 10 minutes out, sometimes it just flows after that.
Well, that's yes, sit on your hands, right?
Yes, you just need to step back. In Japan, I don't know if you've seen that, they've got office chairs now that recline, and they encourage everyone to take a 10-minute nap once a day.
I do like that. No, I didn't. I haven't seen that, but that sounds fabulous.
They said productivity's increased 10%.
I can believe it.
So, yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Mm. So just having that little break. So today, pause, reflect, and have a look at the cosmos if you're driving around and seeing it.
And
but not while you're in the traffic.
And ask your boss if you can have a reclining seat from Japan.
Yes, I'm not sure that the bosses will go for that.
We should try that on the show.
What, a little
light? Take a 10-minute nap.
While there's music playing, I hope.
With
an alarm to go off.
Well,
it could be more fun just doing it as it
happens. Just silence.
Yes.
And then the last thing I want to say about the cosmos is it reminds me of seasons of life. So at the moment, it's beautiful in those fields. Give it a few months with winter and probably not rain, we don't know. Those fields will be dry and barren. So if your life's feeling a bit dry and barren, just wait. Because there's always something new coming. And I think we need to know that there are seasons. So there's seasons when life is full and abundant and beautiful. And then there's some dry patches. And then that abundance comes back. So just wait. Be patient. It will come back. There's always something new.
I like that. Peaks and troughs every time and everywhere. And it is really good to keep in mind. Because when you're in those lows, sometimes you can feel like there's no outs.
That's right. And enjoy the beauty while it's there.
Well, you enjoy the weekend while it's here because it's going to be a fabulous weekend for you. And all the
Thank you.
Best of luck to your son and for the whole family.
Do you officiate this or are you watching from the sidelines this time?
I'm the mom. I've got the bishop to officiate.
Okay
there you
go. Outsourcing mom. Good.
Good morning. It's on 1027 Breakfast. Of course, Shona will be back a little later on. She'll be on our socials at 9 o'clock. And, of course, she will be here on Sunday morning between 6 and 6.30 to give you 30 minutes on Hot 1027 Sunday morning breakfast. That's from 6 through to 6.30.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.